This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This final note on the way out today, a sneak peek of sorts at tomorrow's broadcast. Eastport, Maine is where we're going to be. The next stop in our series, American Futures, with Jim Fallows and The Atlantic. So right now, a taste of down east Maine. Quite literally, we're talking about mustard here, people.
Ray's mustard. Authentic 100% stone ground quality. Oh, it does smell like mustards.
Oh, wow.
Man. Hi, how are you?
Karen Ray. How
Hi,
are
Karen.
You?
Hi, Karen. Kai Rizdahl. Nice to meet
Ray,
you.
Nice to meet you.
Are you Karen Ray of the Ray's Mustard?
I am.
Is that a mustard mill back there?
It is. Yeah. This is my husband, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi there. How are you?
I got to go check this out.
Just stay clear of the machinery.
And when you say machinery, by the way, this is all like belts and pulleys and...
Yes. A lot of people who come to see the mill think they've come into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. Lots of things going around and around and up and down. And it was designed and engineered and built by my great-great uncle, J. Wesley Ray. And in 1903, he designed and built this new mill.
Tell me about these stones and what they're doing.
Well, these stones are very rare. They're made of quartz, and the top stone, as you can see, spins. The bottom stone is stationary, and the mustard is pumped down through a hole in the top stone, you can see there. And it's essentially a scissor action. Maybe you've heard the expression, can you cut the mustard? That's
yeah,
what we're doing. We're cutting the mustard. This is where the finished product comes off.
Oh, look at that. That's like oozing mustard.
The reason there's a mustard mill here in Eastport, Maine, is that when J. Wesley was a young man, Eastport was the sardine capital of America. There were as many as 27 sardine canneries here on this little island. And mustard was a favorite medium in which to pack sardines.
Wow.
Because it enhanced the flavor of the fish, and it also has preservative qualities. However, the sardine industry is gone. And so now we have outlived all of our initial customers.
So if you couldn't have any of your own mustards, what would be your favorite other mustards?
Oh, I'd probably eat ketchup.
That was Jim, by the way. Jim Fallows asking the other mustard question. This is one of those radio stories that gets better with video. Check out what Ray's Mustard Mill looks like at our website.